St Kieran's are an emerging side, but I'd say Tyrone Village are probably the favourite. So, do you think is it important for you guys not to get complacent?
Oh, big time. That's like, we don't want to. We're not taking anything for granted, like, because we know St Kieran's are. they've always been knocking on the door the last few years, and they've got the semi-finals, and now they've got through that semi-final where they've tried hard to get past that stage, and now they've got to this final stage. So. We know that they beat us in a cup final at the start of the year, and it really shook us up, because we were very confident, you know, all throughout the year, you know. But sort of cup final, the Tommy Murphy Cup, I think it was, where they beat us in the final, really sort of they laid down a marker with us, and we haven't sort of forgot that really. It showed what they're capable of on their day.
Yeah.
So, and they've got some experience there. There's a lot of boys out with London, and I'm sure they're looking forward to it as well, you know. I'm sure they're looking at, there's no doubt that they're one game away from winning the championship, so I'm sure they're very excited.
Yeah. You mentioned them beating you earlier this season. Are there any players from that game that you're mindful of this time around?
Yeah, well, they're a very strong team. Like, there's obviously Adrian Miles is a talisman for them. Like, you know, he kicks all their scores. You got Stevie Curran. He's in the London squad and a very experienced player, Kerry boy. Like, so they've got a lot of experience, and they're very hungry. They're a very hungry team, you know, and we've always had it difficult against them, and we know what they're capable of. And I'm not just saying that because they have to say it, but I really do. I mean that they're a good bunch of lads that can only be.
What about your own teammates then? Is there anyone who's stood out this year en route to the final?
I think Liam Gavigan, I have to say him, he's an English-born lad, and he's just really stood up to the plate. Like, he's only 22, 23 years of age, and he's led the line for us, really. And I'm sure Kieran's will have their eyes on him on Sunday. Like, but he's been my player of the year so far. Like, he's just really stood up to the plate, and for a guy, it's good to see it, that someone in London is really leading the line. And it shows that he sets an example there for other young English lads coming through, really, what they can achieve. Like, he was brought up in the London squad later on this year and come on against Cavan in the qualifiers and made a great impact. Mm.
There's going to be quite a few London-born players on display. I think St Kieran's will probably have around four starting.
Yeah.
And then Tyrone Gales are renowned for that. So I suppose it's a good.
It's good day for London football, really.
Yeah.
And it is good to see that we've got Philly Butler as our full back. And he'd start any club team at home, across the land, the whole works. He's that good. He's that solid. He's a good attitude, 100% as well. You know, I think. Yeah. It's always been a way where some of these English born lads come up to their 18 or 19 and think. But they're not capable of staying in because all the guys come over from Ireland and they go to the west side. So these boys and Kieran's guys in particular, like this guy Tom Waters plays for Kieran as well. He's a young lad up and coming. So, you know, it's a good occasion for them. Like, and it shows the other young lads coming through that if they stick at it, that they might actually, you know, be capable of winning county finals themselves at a senior level.
I'm not sure if you played any county finals at home with the Harps running, but how would you compare the quality in London compared to Armagh?
I'd say top two or three teams would be Division 1 standards, and say an Armagh footballer. Crossmaglen, obviously in a league of their own. Like, I have cousins and brothers all played in the county final this year for the Harps. Like,
right.
And we all thought they were going to do the business, and we just found out the hard way. I played in the county final about 6 years ago against Pierce Oaks. We probably missed the boat that day.
Right.
So yeah, you appreciate every county final you're in when you're from a county such as Armagh, where you might only get one shot.
Mm, yeah.
So you take the opportunities.
You've had a while to wait since the. Well, you had a while to wait for the semi final to take place, actually, but probably about 6 weeks or so. But is that a concern that you've had a lot of lack of match practice?
I'd say it's a concern for both teams. It's really been. It's probably more frustrating. I'm sure everybody's had a long year of football. But at the same time, London football, if you want to win the championship, you're preparing for an Ireland quarter final. And you have to train to we've got an experienced training this time of year anyway for the All-Ireland quarterfinal last year. So our goal would be to go towards that, you know, most years. So we've taken, we've sort of used our experience in terms of training at this time of year, and you know, we try to keep everybody positive. It's hard to do it, especially in the cold nights.
Yeah,
and you're trying to keep everybody going. Like, but I'm sure, yeah, it's been very frustrating just having to be patient, and the lack of game time. It's hard on boys that are trying to break into the team as well because they're not getting opportunities. So it's just a matter of being patient, and thankfully Sunday's not too far away now. Like, so yeah. We've had to wait for it. I'm sure the Kieran's boys are eager as hell to get out there.